President Obama made history yesterday when he told ABC's Robin Roberts he now supports same-sex marriage.
The president says one inspiration for his change of heart was close to home.
You know, Malia and Sasha, they've got friends whose parents are same-sex couples. It wouldn't dawn on them that somehow their friends' parents would be treated differently.
Addressing an audience at the state Republican headquarters in Oklahoma, presumed GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney reiterated his position on same-sex marriage.
States are able to make decisions with regards to domestic partnership benefits, such as hospital visitation rights, benefits and so forth of various kinds could be determined state by state. But my view is that marriage itself is a relationship between a man and a woman.
Joining us now on the Como Newsline, Romney supporter, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. And is this cause for optimism in the Romney camp after the president's comments yesterday?
Well, it's another area of contrast between the president and Mitt Romney. The president's changed position now in support of gay marriage puts him on one side of this issue, in contrast to Governor Romney, who supports traditional marriage, has through his career and has been consistent with that. The president has now changed his views on this. This is going to be an important issue, I think, for people to weigh and consider in the debate. But good morning to you, Tom and Amanda. I'm glad to be on the show. And this is obviously something that's a big news item because of the president's announcement of his changed position.
It's nice to have you. Thanks for your time this morning. You mentioned this will be a big deal. How big? I mean, we're talking about the economy is number one this election year. Do you expect this issue of same-sex marriage to come up a lot in the months to come?
Well, I think the economy obviously is going to be one of the main areas of focus, and it's important. Obviously, we have a 30-some months of unemployment over 8%. We have 23 million Americans unemployed or underemployed, and the president's had his chance to get that turned around, hasn't broken his promises on getting government spending under control, didn't live up to his own goals even on getting the economy and jobs restored. So that's the main issue and the main focus. But obviously, he made news, and the vice president, Biden, made news on this issue in the last few days. So they're the ones who put it back on the radar screen. This changed position by the president is newsworthy. It's noteworthy, and it's something that is a contrast between President Obama and for Mitt Romney, and it's something that I think will get some attention during the campaign, obviously.
Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty with us as we talk about the Romney campaign here, the presumptive nominee. Have you got any feelings on who the vice presidential nomination should go to?
Well, the first and most important criteria in selecting that person is somebody who can be president of the United States, has the experience, the judgment, the discernment, the wisdom, the capabilities, the skills to be president. It's too early to speculate about any particular person. There's a lot of names that get mentioned, Brian Sandoval and Susana Martinez and Bobby Jindal and Marco Rubio and Nikki Haley and Bob McDonald from Virginia and Chris Christie and Rob Portman and many, many others. There could be people from the military, from the business sector. So everybody's got their list in the punditry class, but really there's only one person who's going to know what that list looks like. It's going to be Mitt Romney. And I think you'll look at a situation where we won't know until, mid-late summer, and he'll make a great pick. He's somebody who, has got a lot of experience in building teams, making executive decisions and personnel, and I'm sure when it comes to picking a vice president, he'll pick a great one.
If you happen to be that pick, would you accept the challenge?
I'm encouraging people to take me off their list, and, I think I can serve Mitt in other ways as a volunteer. He's going to have great people to pick from. I've been down that VP road before with John McCain. It was an honor to be considered. But I think this go-around, I'm encouraging people to take me off their list of potential VP candidates.